Well, the weather is looking beautiful for this Saturday, and that is good news for my guests today. As mentioned before, I have on the line the wonderful, versatile singer and songwriter Nashone Holloway here on the line. Hello, Nashone.
Hi.
Oh, so good to talk to you again. And with us as well, music director for this event, Rufus Ferguson, another versatile jazz director. So glad to have you on the line as well to take us through the music. Rufus, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kara.
Yeah, it is good to talk to you again. One of our interviews this last year, Rufus, was the debut of a new arrangement of, I think it's O Come All Ye Faithful, on the holiday concert from the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. So you've been moving in a direction that includes orchestral writing, and I'm very curious to hear about this collaboration with Nashone and how it's going to sound on Saturday.
Nashone, you want to take it?
Sure, man. Okay, so first of all, you're introducing Rufus. This is an old friend of mine. Not only is he a wonderful musician, but he's a wonderful person to be around. I always like to say that because that's part of the music making for me. Mm. It's harmony that's not just a sound that we make. It's a way that we exist together and in the world. So he definitely has inspired me and been, for me, what I've told him, you are an answered prayer because I've had this vision in my mind to compose music for orchestra since I was a kid, but mm-hmm. the last 5 years of my life, I've really been in talks with the KSO, maybe four or five. And we were supposed to finally be able to perform some sort of arrangement with someone I didn't know in Belgium last year. And that show fell through because everything in the world shifted and flipped upside down, and we've gone through COVID. And fortunately, for the music's sake, the entire staff at the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra and board kind of shifted as well. And they happened to hire my good friend as their lead arranger. Meanwhile, I'm still in talks with them to complete this show or reschedule the show. So it actually worked out for me in a way much better. You know, I'm working with somebody that knows me, knows my music better than anyone else I could have hired on the planet. And we get to collaborate on my dream project. And working with him, as I said, has been divine. The way we are able to speak the same language. He covers an area of music that I'm actually not that good at. I am good at a lot of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, for example, transposing into concert keys or even some of the major moments, he just kind of took over himself. But this is my baby, and it's I have a great uncle over here who I really trust with every aspect of it. So that's kind of how this began.
Wow. The friendship goes back, is that it to Western days or post-Western?
Rufus, did we meet at Western or after? I don't know. Probably Western. I know he was probably getting his master's maybe when we met or something. I can't recall.
Yeah. But it's been some years though. I think you might have already graduated from Western and I was mm-hmm. just getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even with that, that's at least 7 years now. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I just knock it up to a decade, every time.
Yeah. Feels like a decade.
I'm sure, Rufus, you didn't have any problem saying yes to this project, this idea.
Oh, yeah, this was an easy one to say yes to. I mean, writing orchestral music has its challenges, especially coming from the jazz world. It's not my first bag of tricks that I dive into usually. For multiple reasons, but with this music, it was extremely easy. I mean, this is music I have played for 7 years, with the exception of some new things, of course, but I know Nashone's sound at this point. And so it was very easy to kind of translate that. And like she said, working with her, it's a plus. I mean, we've been working together for a while now, so it's easy to say I like something or say I don't like something or, vice versa. And, it's no hard feelings because, we have a great relationship, so.
Mm-hmm. Listeners should know that this is a free concert Saturday. You can walk in, bring a chair, bring a blanket. It's music starts at 7:30, a beautiful evening concert. I plan to put the puppy in the car and park nearby and walk and enjoy the music from that standpoint while I introduce the new family member to some good music.
That's awesome.
It's the plan anyway. So the sound, let's talk about what you thought would be a really attractive evening of music for all kinds of people in the park. Mm-hmm. Where did you start with that, Nishon?
Okay, I don't even know where I started. Like, well, when I was born,
we could go back
really
that far.
We really could. I think, I don't know why this morning I was thinking about, I arranged a version of Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now earlier this year. And it is completely different from her version. I do not know if she would like it or not. But when I sing it, I know that, especially some of the things that I've been through in the past few years, it is true to me. And my brother says, in a way, this is blasphemous. But he says, well, that version is your song now. Like, and I brought that to Rufus at one point because he called me to record something or do something at Kalamazoo Music School, I think. Or maybe it wasn't for that specific school, but we were both worked there at some point. And yeah, we played it through. We just read my chart. And of course, his natural instinct made it so, it just brought it, it took it up a notch. His natural inclination to arrange things on the spot is exactly what I want. And I love meeting my friends, my musical friends, in that place where it's like we're mind reading. But he's just way ahead. So we started, I think, with that. And at that time, I actually chanced upon this photo of Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Oscar Peterson. Mm-hmm. And I remember sending it to him. And I was like, I feel like we're going to be playing music together for a long time. And he was just nice enough to say, you know, well, yeah, you're absolutely right. So we kind of have this theme of Black Renaissance and legacy that I think we bring to our music. I definitely am inspired by singers like Joni Mitchell, who sing the times. So then what happened was, of course, the KSO was restarting this project and he was on board. So if that answers your question,
that is where
I started with a Joni Mitchell tune.
Black Renaissance and legacy. What a wonderful thing to have in mind for this. And I have my fingers crossed that this is the first annual Bronson Park concert with the Kalamazoo Symphony that you are fronting. I understand from some of the promotional material that you're also bringing friends from Chicago who are great musicians. Would you talk about them as well?
Okay, so my friends, my brothers, my musical brothers, we have Josiah Maddox on the drums. I can't really spell out for you how many big names in gospel music he plays with, but he's literally always on tour, and the fact that he made time for me is amazing. So he's going to astound. Like, being in his presence when he's making music is kind of, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say it's life-alteringly good. He just knows how to lead. He's a great heartbeat for the group, and we love moving, as I said initially, improvisationally. Maybe I didn't say that yet. We kind of make certain things up on the spot. He's a great person, Josiah Maddox. I have Joshua Griffin on the bass coming. Great musical brother, great producer. I've been working with him. He's played my music for many years, and he always has my back as a human and as a musician. On the guitar, I formally started working with Brian Blowers, who I have to mention. He's a great friend of mine and of the group. He's not on this project. I think he's kind of changed careers, but he is integral and is a part of the DNA of some of the sound. So I have to mention him, but he's not on the gig. Aaron Day is playing guitar. He is actually a new friend of mine from Chicago. He's a great, but phenomenal producer, and we've worked together in some other groups. Cameron Lowe is on the organ, the Hammond B3, and he's the youngest. Like, you could tell he's the baby of the group, but I don't play basketball, but I know a lot of guys that play basketball, and he's the guy that when you throw him, you know, they say throw him the rock. He kind of acts like he can't hoop, but his jumper is solid, okay, on probably that and drums as well. He and Josiah could switch instruments. Most of them could all switch instruments at any time because they're multilingual musically. So, and then lastly, I have Rufus playing. Oh, and then there is a special guest, my brother, Jerome.
Jerome.
St. Clair. Yeah, St. Clair. He goes by St. Clair now. And we actually wrote a tune called Between Life and Dreams, and we dedicate that to the memory of our great uncle. This is a long answer, but our great uncle Simeon. Simeon Holloway is actually a founding member of the B-1 Navy Band back in the 1940s, which was the first all-black Navy Band. And I have a lot of musical history there. Maybe I'll get a chance to share that story later. You can Google it. He passed away during COVID. He turned 100 years old, contracted. Yeah, he's amazing. He's a great singer, great actor on TV. He's kind of famous in our family. And he's a really amazing artist, always encouraging. And I will be releasing this track in the coming month, probably just on Bandcamp. And anyway, we'd like to dedicate that song, which we'll be performing with the orchestra, to anybody. Maybe who dealt with grief or loss or just processing what we've gone through. And that's another part of the vision for this project, Black Renaissance and Legacy. And also, I sing because I have a goal to help people process things. I have a goal to help people step into their healing. And so I'm talking about what's happening pretty much all the time. And I have some great friends who definitely helped me do that.
If I can quote you from Facebook, you can, it's a chance to get lifted.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So many hours preparation. There are some big moving parts, including an orchestra behind this, as well as your stellar band from Chicago. You're preparing to blow us all out of the water here in Kalamazoo. Let's get to some of the more technical aspects of bringing it all together. And I think I will ask Rufus for some more detail on writing the charts and the time involved. And did you get any assistance perhaps from Daniel Breyer, who will be also, I think he's part of the concert too. He's the resident conductor of the Kalamazoo Symphony. Could you talk about that, Rufus?
Yeah, so, dealing with these charts was special for me. I pulled from a lot of influences. A big amount of them were actually things that me and Nishon have done in the past or played in the past, or we would, like, listen to old recordings of the band from maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I was like, oh, I like what we did there. Let's take that and put that in the chart. And so there's a lot of different things that you'll hear. A lot of it was not created on the spot or in the last few weeks or so. A lot of it was just stuff that we kind of pulled out of the archive.
Somebody's in traffic.
Not me. I did get a lot of help from Julian, not necessarily Daniel. Daniel is conducting, and he is always so supportive of everything that we do, and he's extremely excited to be working with us on this project. But Julian, who is our music director, had a lot of input in terms of instrumentation, and I think I'd like to hear a little bit of this, although he won't be there. He wants to hear some of this in the score, and I would send him some things, and he'd say, oh, I like that. Try this idea or try that idea. And so Julian has been extremely supportive of this process, as well as, of course, Jessica, the executive director of KSL. But a lot of the orchestration just came from me and Nishon talking and having, you know, I don't want to say meetings because that seems very formal, although most of our meetings didn't feel formal at all. We were just hanging and talking about music, you know. But we came up with a lot of these arrangements together. She's very creative, and so she would sing something. I was like, I know exactly what you want. and I'll notate that this way. And I'll say, well, what do you think I get in strings? And she'll say, yeah, try woodwinds. All right, let's try the woodwind. So it was a very collaborative effort on orchestrating these charts.
Is a chance to orchestrate for an orchestra like going to a candy shop or something? Like, are you, or is it more like a puzzle? Like, or how do I fit it all in there? Do you edit yourself carefully?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's more like a puzzle. It's extremely challenging because as I'm writing this, I don't have the opportunity of hearing it before I write it. And so the first time I'll actually hear this with real people on real instruments is Friday at our rehearsal. So a lot of this is coming out of my imagination in my head. I think this is going to sound good. And then another challenge of this is putting this with a band of this caliber that is just phenomenal. And so trying to make sure that I don't stifle them too much, because the band is very, as Michonne said, we improvise a lot.
Yeah.
And so trying to keep the essence of our sound as a band, while also understanding that we do have to put some things on paper for the orchestra as well. So
I'm speaking with Rufus Ferguson, the music director for this event with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. Daniel Breyer will be conducting the orchestra. Nichonne Holloway is the featured artist and composer of many of the songs. And Rufus Ferguson has arranged the pieces to integrate all of these incredible musicians in one. And you mentioned Julian. I should tell listeners that's Julian Cuerti, the music director of the Kalamazoo Symphony, who resides in Montreal. So I have always thought of him as a little absent, but I'm really thrilled that he, you know, gave his expertise to this project as well. Through how many months would you say, Rufus?
I'm going to say maybe about 3 months he had to kind of write all of this out. And it was on the shorter end of the yeah. timeline. But we cranked it out. And I, you know, part of me is appreciative that it was such a short timeline, because it kind of forced me to stay focused and pull my creative juices out a little sooner than I normally would have. So I think, you know, writing when you have a long timeline and a short timeline, a lot of times the things will sound different. And so, because it's a shorter timeline, the way things are done and played will sound a little different, but still, in my opinion, just as good.
The concert will start at 7:30 Saturday night in Bronson Park and will last for about 90 minutes. Have you collaborated on an overarching energy system for the concert? Like, start big and go small and then go big again, or something like that?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, because I was just thinking about when you think of it as a 90-minute concert, what is the story? Are you telling a story in a larger form through the music?
Hmm. Well, honestly, this is going to be the beginning of sort of an exploration. I call it a freedom moment, because I still I'm open to what I'm going to play right there. I kind of will feel out the day, and I'm going to start there. I'm going to start very open, and I will probably start on my own with guitar, very intimate, very calm, and just sort of introduce myself.
Are you going to look out at the faces and see who's there, feel the air? I could be right in that space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite singers, Liz Wright, says basically when you're singing, you're kind of like a window. And you just open and you let people see in, and you let people see outside, you know, whatever they might need to see. And I think that was a really beautiful analogy, if that makes sense. And then the next set will be with the band, and that's actually where I'm going to be premiering a lot of music that Kalamazoo has not heard, and a couple covers that Kalamazoo has heard me do. Actually, you know what? Now that I'm looking at it, only one. It feels like I've been doing these for a long time in Kalamazoo, but I've changed a little bit in the past 4 or 5 years since I've lived here. So this is radically different than some of the stuff some of you guys have heard. One of my favorites that we were able to cover is For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield. And I just think that that's going to be incredibly timely. And another one of my songs that we're going to do is, we're going to perform, is called Hold Up the Light. And that song, I hope it's not too much of a downer, but that song was also dedicated to a family member of mine who passed away, my Aunt Viv. And what happened was very beautiful, though. Like, I feel I'm paying attention. And so she died of cancer, and it's my aunt. And then suddenly my sister had, well, not suddenly, but my sister was pregnant. She had a baby a few weeks later, and I became an aunt. And I started to write this song because my aunt had a song that she had me sing at her service and everything. It was all planned out. It was beautiful. I can't explain it. I don't have time today. So I wrote a song in dedication to my nephews. But then this song also became my version too of a breakup song, because I was really tired of hearing breakup songs that were only about, you know, I can't live without you, can't breathe without you. And this song is called Hold Up the Light. And it basically asks that you do just that in the world, regardless of where you are in your process. And I'm really excited about that one. Let's see. I'm also going to cover a Nina Simone song during set. And then the orchestra will join us for the third set.
Wow. I'm speaking with Nashone Holloway, and I just keep going back to this thought that you don't perform anything unless you're truly emotionally connected to it.
Yeah, they're getting my journal. Like, this is basically my journal. And I feel responsible for sharing some part of, like, a major part of my soul, because I've seen it. I've seen it impact people in ways I never would have imagined. Good ways.
Like I said, I really hope this is the first of many collaborations, the first annual July show with the KSO and Nashone Holloway, with Rufus Ferguson providing much of the interconnectedness of arranging and bringing together different kinds of music with a whole lot of colors to choose from. Very, very fun. A lot of work, but it does sound fun. Any highlights for you, Rufus, that you're really looking forward to for Saturday, where you're like, oh, if we pull this off, it'll be amazing?
Yeah, you know, I'll say it's not a matter of if we pull this off, it's when we pull this off. We had a rehearsal the other day, and I am more than excited to actually just play this music. I've been writing it for the last few months, so I'm excited to just sit down and play at this point. And with this band, which is second to none, and of course Nashone on vocals and fronting the band, it's going to be an amazing experience. We will all be lifted, band included, when we're done. Mm-hmm.
Well, my question was if you had a particular piece that that you just can't wait for people to hear.
I don't think so. I think
right.
I think everything we wrote together is going to be beautiful. I don't know if I have anything that is specifically a favorite of mine. I think they all kind of capture different elements of music and life and emotion, and so I'm kind of actually excited just to do it all.
Yeah.
Specially selected covers by Dusty Springfield, Nina Simone, and others, plus a whole lot of original music, all coming together Saturday night at 7:30 in Bronson Park, when Nashone Holloway takes the stage with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra and a fantastic band from Chicago, and including Rufus Ferguson, the lead arranger, music director of this concert. Any other things we can entice listeners with? I mean, it sounds like it's just going to be a terrific show.
Yeah, for me, I'm just excited that I get to play out again. I've been in my room, you know, like practicing for this day for a long time, from last year up until now. You know, we've all been through something together. This is an opportunity to to me to honor that and to move forward. A lot of people often talk about, I want to go back to normal, and I understand that sentiment and I feel it. I don't know what that could look like, but what I do know is we are definitely going to go higher. We are definitely going to be lifted. We're definitely going to grow through this. And I use music as a vehicle to inspire that sort of change that the world needs, that sort of healing that the soul needs, that sort of connection to God that we're all yearning for. God is love. We are all looking for ways, I think, to ultimately transform into what the world needs. Because a lot of times you see a lot of vitriol, people pointing fingers. But as I say to myself all the time, harmony is a lifestyle. So I make music, hopefully, as a teacher, I'm a teacher also, to remind people that it's harmony within their own mind, body, and soul while they're listening, while they're making eye contact with a stranger. I want to set the tone for the next season of your life, because this is not just another concert. This is a moment in time. Nina Simone herself said, artists are to reflect the times. Joni Mitchell said, when the world, basically, I'm paraphrasing, is on fire, artists are supposed to say something. My name is Nashon. It means oracle. So I feel terrifically excited. Like I could jump out of my chair right now knowing what's possible for everyone who will be participating, listeners and players, this Saturday.
Oh boy, I'm going to have to pack some Kleenex because I will not be able to resist that kind of energy. I have a lump in my throat already because I do want the world to be a better place. And it is keeps showing such an ugly side of itself.
And we have an opportunity. It starts in us, in each and every one of us. I'm not trying to be cheesy, but that's what I've learned through so much pain. I sing my pain a lot. I really do. But one of the reasons I let that out is because I understand that I've gone through it. And I, as a teacher, I think it's, again, my responsibility to show people the way. That's also another part of my name. My last name is Holloway. It means the holy, hallowed, or hollow way. So I'm not saying that I'm some, you know, but I know I have a, like we're all playing the music together. Everybody has their note, their instrument. Mm-hmm. Every different person has their role. That's all. It's not a solo.
Names are important. They are symbols. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we will wrap up our conversation there because that's very inspiring. I just need to remind listeners that 7:30 Saturday is, and Bronson Park is the place to be to hear my guest in the Nashon Holloway and Rufus Ferguson on stage with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra and a fantastic Chicago band with a whole series of original thoughts, personal pieces, wonderful, wonderfully chosen cover songs. And, Rufus, did you have any final thoughts? I didn't give you that chance yet.
No, I think Nashon said it best. I'll just say I'm extremely excited to be on stage, and I'm hopefully looking forward to seeing a lot of people, I would say, in the seats, but on the lawn.
Yeah,
at Bronson Park.
That's right. We're going to have to go back in time to a recording that you released ago now, I think 2016, perhaps?
Yep.
Let's hear one of the songs from this project that goes back a ways and will be somewhat transformed for Saturday night. It's called Pour More. Would you introduce this song, Nashon, before we go?
Sure. Pour More is a story. It's a little, I don't know, sort of vignette moment. I don't know if I would call it that, where I tell the story of a man named Charlie Francis. An interesting way to write a song, but it's the way it came out. And he goes through so many difficult things. And he's actually on the verge of taking his own life, nearing the bridge of the song. And you'll hear the music swell. You'll hear me obviously giving you details about what that felt like for him. And then he realizes in his life, he will receive or reap what he's sown in a way. That seems really simple because sometimes it feels like, well, I did a good thing. You know, why didn't it come back to me in the way that I wanted? I would just suggest that you open up a little bit more and keep going through that process and keep doing good. I actually don't end the song with an answer to that question. But I can tell you in my own life, it does happen. The love does return to you, and it does come through you. And I actually found out pretty recently that this song was about me. It was a terrific dissociation, because I actually did go through some terrible things, and I did struggle with suicidal ideation, and I hope I'm completely healed from that. But I realized I needed community. I realized how to give back and how to receive a little more. And that's what Pour More is really about. Pour more from above, pour more from inside, be poured into more. So I hope you guys get that and enjoy it, or just feel good listening to it, if nothing else. Sorry if that's too much. I'm very deep, excessively so.
You're also wonderfully literary. I wish you the best for Saturday night. All things are looking so good for an unforgettable concert starting at 7:30 in Bronson Park, and I'll be there. I really look forward to the next time we get to chat. This is great. Let's keep it going, and hopefully there will be many other opportunities. Here's Pour More, and again, 7:30 Saturday night, Bronson Park. Full details at KalamazooSymphony.com.